The US President Barack Obama has brushed aside China's warning not to meet the Dalai Lama, and the two men have met behind closed doors at the White House. The Dalai Lama emerged declaring that Barack Obama was supportive. Washington correspondent Kim Landers.
There were plenty of cameras when the Dalai Lama emerged from his White House meeting with the president, playfully throwing snow at some of the journalists. But his long-awaited meeting with Barack Obama was held behind closed doors, and it was in the map room, not the Oval Office, as a concession to China, which had demanded that the meeting not even go ahead. The Dalai Lama said his cause was just and one of peace, and he was very happy that the meeting had gone ahead.
And the president is very much supportive, so I express my thank to him.
He's also expressed his admiration for the United States.
Not economy or military power, but mainly as a champion of democracy, freedom, human value, or human creativity, these things.
The White House says President Barack Obama told the Dalai Lama of his strong support for the preservation of Tibet's identity and has encouraged talks between the exiled Tibetan leader and China. Since 1991, every president has met the Dalai Lama, but this meeting could further strain relations between the US and China, which are already under pressure because of new US weapon sales to Taiwan and Google's accusations that its email service has been attacked by someone in China. Kenneth Lieberthal is a China expert at the Brookings Institution in Washington.
I don't expect it to have a significant spillover effect on other aspects of US-China relations. It's one of those issues that as major countries we simply disagree on.
Do you think the Chinese protests about this meeting are perhaps more for their domestic political consumption?
I don't think that they're putting it on simply to build domestic support. I think this really does genuinely reflect the way they see the situation.
Professor David Shambaugh is a China scholar.
In the short term, it's going to impact U.S.-China relations and add to this cascading effect of blows to the relationship over the last 2 months. I would expect it's not going to disrupt the relationship. We'll pull out of this period. There are too many common interests between the two countries that will prevent a real break between them.
The next test for the relationship is whether China's president, Hu Jintao, will go ahead with his planned visit to the US in April. This is Kim Landers in Washington for AM.